Tonight on the Infinite Labs podcast, John wins the revolution. Dan P. passes D&D to the next generation. Dan H. can't load his saves, and Kevin finds closure. Also, Steam wants all our money. Bald eagles in top hats. Racist laptops drowning in a fun river. Short attention spans. Farming. Advanced animals. And we don't let sleeping dogs lie on the Infinite Labs podcast.
I did like a.
I see.
When else I haven't done like Adventures in Gaming in like forever?
It's because you're a slacker.
I know.
Get off your slacker ways.
Did you see how the deals are on Steam, Dan?
What?
South Park.
Oh, yeah, I was just talking to Kevin about that.
I was telling Dan you need to do that.
I guess fine, I'll just get it.
Or I was going to get it for you, but thinking.
If you want to get it, that could be my
$13. That's like
it could be my Christmas present.
Yeah, that's a steal.
I did buy Banner Saga last night and Dungeon of the Endless.
Oh, you did buy that. Did you try that out?
No, I bought it at like 4 o'clock in the morning last night. Geez. We were playing Dota.
Oh,
we were going hard into Dota. We were doing like weird. Well, I'll save it.
Yeah.
We were doing some weird stuff.
Let me go get Helmick and see if he's ready. Because we're ready.
Of course, we're ready. Dan, you broke your computer. The screen came off.
I got this, and then, I'm scrolling around, and, yes, I'll look at these boobs.
I think you broke your computer. I feel left out. Everyone has their fancy laptop. Meanwhile, I have my cell phone.
I don't think Helmick has it.
Yeah, but he has a computer in this place.
He does have a laptop that I think work got him. Helmick has a work laptop.
Yeah, he's got a Mac.
Oh, a Mac?
That's
not a laptop.
He has to work. It's because
that's garbage. I'm sorry for people who love Mac computers, but they suck.
So I'll say this on the podcast, but guess what my two cousins' characters in D&D are? Or cousins, my nephews. One is a fighter. His name is Talion, because he's been playing Shadow of Mordor. I was like, yeah, just like, and then during one fight, he's like,
not
he's
a
like,
ranger.
They're not in the base kit.
Oh, no.
And then so one fight, he's like, oh, I'll use my wraith form or something. I'm like, you don't have a wraith form. He's like, what? I was like, you're level one. You don't have anything. You don't have anything.
Can I use my elf shot?
You're lucky you're alive. And then
there's an energy drink in there for you, Helmick, if you want it.
And then the younger one, he's a wizard, and I let him name whatever he wanted, and he named it Alpha. Alpha the Wizard.
Alright.
They didn't have Rockstar, so in between the two Pepsis is it's the same thing. It's non-carbonated orange flavored tea. No?
Not sure.
Okay. Okay.
I was up until 4, and then like about 4 I was like, okay, I gotta go to sleep. And then I was like, I'm not putting an alarm, I'm just hoping that I'm going to wake up beforehand. And I guess alarm still went off anyway, because I had a set thing at like 10. I was like,
man, Kevin, you and I, we just can't do that. I can't sleep until 10. I could never do that anymore.
I woke up at I woke up at 7, but then I stayed in bed until about almost 8, at which point it's like, okay, I can't even pretend I'm doing this shit.
Yeah, I woke up at like 6:30 and I was like, okay, I guess it's time to get up. I looked out the window. I'm like, okay, yeah, they said it was supposed to snow. I'm not seeing much out there. And then I went and, got ready, took a shower, cleaned up, and then came out and got ready to get dressed. And I'm like, I need to run to the store, grab a couple things. Looked out, and I'm like, okay, there's some flakes coming down, but everything's melting. And I went to Fred Meyer.
Oh, was this just this morning?
Yeah.
The snow?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was here all week.
No, like, as overnight, dumbass.
No, like, there was a little bit, like, there was actually
these whole other hours that take place before the sun comes up.
No, there was light, like, dusting on the cars and like, but nothing was actually sticking until this morning. But yeah, then I went to Fred Meyer and came out of Fred Meyer and my car. Well, as I was leaving for Fred Meyer, my car was covered more than it had been. I'm like, okay, well, it's still melting on the ground. Then I went to Fred Meyer and came out of Fred Meyer and went, okay, yeah, this is the point where it could get a little hairy if I don't get home soon. So I got home.
See, I got up. So we get the snow before you get it here, and so I woke up at about 7. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll go back, try and sleep. Round 8, I was like, holy fuck, it's bright outside. Because, blinds are drawn, but it's like real white light coming through. And it's like, I wonder. Get my robe on, feed the dogs, look outside, and it's like, okay, screw the robe. I'm getting dressed. I'm going to play in the snow. Of course, last night, last night I left my car parked on the driveway instead of in the garage.
I saw your picture.
Because originally I thought for the stream I'd be heading over on my own. So after I got gas in the car, I just parked it outside. And it's like, oh well, it's outside overnight. Who cares? And then had to dig it out.
But everything's fine now. The world is as it should be.
Although it's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's fine. I can deal with cold.
Dan's going to be at a Sounders game in the freezing tomorrow. Yeah,
it's not gonna... How about that soccer in December, right?
They do it in Europe, but they also take some weeks off.
Yeah.
Technically, it's still going to be November.
Yeah, they do have that's Christmas true. Break for a lot of the leagues.
For Premier League?
Especially in, like, I think Russia definitely takes, like, almost a month off.
No, they move all their games to Siberia.
No, they go to, you know, where they had the Olympics
at. They just take over Ukraine and then they play it there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Sochi, you know.
That's why they took Crimea.
Oh, yeah, there's no snow in Sochi, as evidenced by that.
Yeah, well, just, you know. it's a tropical paradise for the Winter Olympics.
Yes, and for next Winter Olympics, we're going to have it in Egypt.
Yeah, where is it?
The rainforest. I don't know.
I don't even remember where the next Olympics are. Oh, the Rio.
Because they just showed off the goofy-looking mascots.
Yeah, and they were worried about, yeah. There's always goofy-looking mascots. There's not, like, there's never, like, Olympic mascots that are, like, cool. Izzy was cool.
No.
That was the Atlanta.
No.
Your microphone's pointing the wrong way, Dan.
Oh, noes.
That's why you're sounding sort of quiet.
He's so quiet.
Izzy looks cool.
There he is.
Yeah, there's Dan.
There's the Dan I know. We're at episode 111, guys, of the Infinite Lives podcast. How's everybody doing today?
Cold.
Yeah. Helmet could probably have used another 4 to 8 hours of sleep.
I'm good, except I keep thinking now about Olympic mascots.
Okay.
I remember when Simpsons, Homer made his mascot as a spring with googly eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Izzy turned out to, or one of the mascots turned out to look almost exactly like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the next one will just be Clippy from the old microphone.
Yes!
You look like you're trying to win a gold medal.
Would you like to participate in the pentathlon?
I believe you want to start to copy and paste your results from the 100 meter to the 400 meter. I can show you how to do that.
You want to participate in bribery?
No.
Would you like to have professional athletes in these amateur type sports?
Sure, why not?
Yes, USA Basketball, yes.
The 84 LA mascot. It was a bald eagle.
Pros?
Bald eagle in yes. a top hat and an Uncle Sam outfit.
Sam the Eagle, that's the one I was thinking about.
Yep. That was a mascot.
America!
I think I had one of his figurines at one point, and then he broke.
I had a sun visor with him on it. I think it said, go for the gold on it.
The eagle from the 84 LA games. It was bald eagle dressed up as Uncle Sam.
Oh, we weren't in this country yet.
You were still in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Before the dark times.
We came... No, that was the dark
times. During the dark times? No, right.
Martial law.
Fleeing
was,
the dark
that
times?
That was almost like 10 years into martial law already.
Woo! Oh, so you waited that long and you're like, yep, okay, we're time to go.
Well, I mean, things were kind of okay. From what I gather, and this is not, of course...
All you were caring about was G.I. Joes and...
I mean, through the 70s, stuff was bad, but it wasn't crazy bad. Mm-hmm. It was, like, you know, tolerable kind of bad, I think, for a lot of people. And it was kind of... And the country was doing pretty well economic-wise. But starting the 80s, it just got really bad. Because everybody started going, like, hey, we want to just elect somebody else. Just like, no. And or they would have elections like Saddam had elections where it's just
100%
like,
of the popular
yeah.
vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like Castro had
yeah.
his election.
Yeah,
I got 99% of the popular vote and 1% of the population is going to die.
And then when people started going like, hey, we don't really like this. And that's when people really started like mm-hmm. disappearing or stuff like that. And we only came over because my brother's dad knew from some contacts that my dad was on like
a
short list. Yeah. Because my dad was writing in very pro opposition, and so they were like, "We got to get out of here.
Gots to go."
Yeah. Although I didn't know anything because I was like 5.
Yeah. That's what I said. You were worried about like you know.
Oh, G.I. I thought Joe's we were going to Disneyland.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, "We're going to America." I'm mm-hmm. like, "Cool, Disneyland."
Yep.
She's like, yeah.
Disneyland.
That. Uh-huh. First, we have to sell everything because we have no money.
Oh.
And then there was a theme park in Hawaii. that had a castle in it. It was called Castle Park. They shut it down because somebody like drowned in one of the fun rivers.
The fun rivers. Oh, something like that. The fun rivers. Yes.
It's fun when you drown.
Did they drown on accident or was it one of Marcos's hit squad?
I don't remember. I have no.
He found them in Hawaii and drowned his ass in the fun river.
That was the messed up thing. We went to Hawaii because my mom has two brothers over there, or had two brothers. They moved around. And then, like,
and Marcos came along for the
ride. Yeah, he came along for the ride. Mm-hmm. We used to drive by his house, and my dad would swear at it.
That's great.
Then it was awkward because he eventually got a job at the Philippine consulate when the government took over. So he replaced a dude that was under the Marcos regime, but his wife was like my mom's like school friend. So it's really weird. Shit is weird.
Yeah.
Because it's a small country it's not a small country, but it's a...
It's a small-sized country with a lot of people.
No, it's just the people who in the Philippines who get positions of power or at least of any kind of substance, they all kind of know each other.
Wait, are you saying nepotism is still alive and well, Dan?
Like the...
For a second there, it sounded like the Philippines needed their own Icelander app.
Icelander app, yeah. Oh, yeah, for that.
Oh, those things are crazy.
Oh, well, we have so much, there's so much, like, different, like, mixing of, like, the different parts of Asia that, like, there's not really that big of a problem of that, of, like, Iceland. Also, Iceland has, like, 300,000 people.
Plus, it's an island in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, island in the middle of nowhere. The Philippines has, like, 90 million people. There's just a whole lot.
Less statistical probability of you being...
Yeah, there's people who are Chinese and full Chinese and full Japanese. Like, sure. That's just, their family's just been in the country for generations.
And then you got the whites coming there, and then you got...
Yeah, you got the white folk.
Got everybody mingling.
Yeah, yeah. We like to fuck everybody.
Good for you.
That's
no discrimination.
I mean, yeah, you go to a Filipino party, there's a whole bunch of white dudes.
All right.
There's usually somebody has a black spouse. There's always that, and then there's like a bunch of Chinese and Japanese, and it's just like, what's Filipino? I don't know.
Pro tip.
Pro tip.
Pro tip.
Pro tip. Yay, Philippines!
When dating, if an American you know owns a copy of The Debut, pro tip. Fuck that movie.
Well, see, it's also...
Fuck that movie.
Yeah, that movie's not too great.
It's not. It's really not. But...
Save it for your movie podcast.
I watched that movie because I was like, okay, cool.
Rufio.
I want to see what this is. And it's so, like, stilted how they did, like, the family.
Well, you know, my buddy George put it, I think, perfectly, which was, it was, like, 25 years of pathos from, like, family gatherings put into, like, a 1.5-hour movie.
They tried to put too much into the movie, and it's just, like, there's a lot of other stuff. It's really, like, the Cliff Notes version of Filipino culture, I suppose. So, and, of course, at work, speaking of racism...
Uh-oh. At least they used the right issue numbers for the X-Men books in the movie.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I will give it that.
All right, well...
I don't want to do this. It's accurate. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, how's it going?
It's going good. Oh, Dan doesn't want to get into the work issues.
Yeah, just never mind.
All right. Did you play any video games this week, Dan?
Yes, I played some. Since Helmick talks about D&D every so often, I'll say that
I talk about D&D so often.
Yeah, we do. Like last week, we
played. Like the last three podcasts have been introed by like 10 minutes of D&D,
Dungeons and Dragons.
I'll just quickly say that like I got my.
I like D&D.
My Dungeons and Dragons. I got my two nephews to play part of an adventure. The starter kit. 5th edition.
Yeah.
And stuff. They never played any of that. Like, I bought them Wrath of Ashardalon last year, and that thing is so confusing.
It's
not that
it's a bad game, it's just complicated.
Yeah, it's too complicated, and like...
Why not just get them a subscription to National Geographic and watch them scratch it?
Yeah, basically. The younger nephew, when we were playing Wrath of Ashardalon, is like, when do we fight the dragon? It's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I wish I could help you, kid.
Dan's frantically looking through the rule book. He's like, where's the goddamn
dragon? So they
dragon?
Actually took to 5th edition pretty quick. I mean, obviously they're not going to know a whole lot of stuff because a lot of that stuff is just ingrained kind of things. But, you know, after going through a couple rounds of combat, they started understanding, like, okay, this is what I have to do and stuff like that. And yeah, we played really quickly. We played one encounter, and then, you know, they were going to a goblin hideout and avoiding some traps and stuff like that. So they seemed to really like it, especially when we were getting into the fights and stuff. Like, yeah, the younger one had to run around and reenact everything that he was doing. So that was kind
of course.
Cool.
Yeah.
But, some of us never outgrow that.
Yes. And it was cool. So their names are, there's one of them is a fighter, and his I told him you can name whatever you want, right? That's what you're going to be known as. So one is named Talion because he's been playing Shadow of Mordor, so of course.
Sure.
And then the younger one, he played the wizard. I was at first I was like maybe he shouldn't, but I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Just play whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just starting.
Oh yeah.
Just have fun. And then so he named his half elf wizard Alpha. I just let it go.
Okay.
Like, you know, this is his first exposure, I don't want to tell him, like, hey, this is how you have to do it. Like, you know, just have fun and stuff like that.
What's wrong with Alpha?
I don't know. Just seemed weird.
Last name, Protocol.
Alpha Protocol.
The wizard.
Alpha Beta.
I didn't really have a problem with it.
He's the frat boy wizard who's going to give the wedgies to all the nerdy kids.
And the art he picks for his character is Ted McGinley from Happy Days.
But it was fun because, in the starter kit, of course, it says, like, hey, you know, have them introduce themselves and stuff. So they describe, like, you know, like, I have long hair and stuff. And, like, you know, my I have short hair. I have
Use
red,
your imagination.
I have red hair. And the cool thing that I thought was cool was when I was like, okay, so you guys have to figure out how you guys know each other. Like, when did you guys meet and stuff? And they're like, we were, like, best friends when we were like teenagers and stuff. Although I explained, like, you know, elves live longer and stuff, and then, but yeah, we were best friends with teenagers because I saw Talion, like, shooting his bow at in a competition, and I thought, like, he was so cool. So I was like, I want to be friends with that guy. And I was like, yeah, that makes total sense.
That guy's awesome with a bow. I want to be that guy's friend.
So I was like, yeah. But, you know, after about an hour, I was like, okay, we got to stop because, you know, I think you're getting kind of out of hand, and they're starting to, like, you know, like, attention wane a little bit. But, you know, slow
short
and steady.
Short little burst.
Cool. And
slow
you can,
and steady.
You can space out Lost Mine and Phandelver over the next 3 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, we're also having the itis.
Yes, it was post-Thanksgiving.
From the post-Thanksgiving and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And
Dan wanted to take a nap.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to lie down.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Free Birds, which was actually kind of funny.
Okay.
But I was having eyes. But video games. So,
yes, Dan.
I played a lot of one particular game, and I'll get to that real quick.
Did you get an Asus All-in-One also, or two?
Yeah, I just bought one this week.
Tech Talk.
Asus, so
T100
TA. So it was, I don't know if it still is, but it was $300 on Amazon.
Nice.
Or 309 or something. But I was like, okay, sure, I'll pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, I kind of want one of those too.
Yeah, it's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
You got the metal one. I don't have the metal one.
This is just whatever was on sale. The other ones, the colored ones, were all, were like $15 more.
Colored.
I knew you were going to see that as soon as you said.
Racist.
It's actually a nifty system. I put a bunch of emulators on it already.
What?
What
are emulators, Dan?
Emulating the goodness and peace and love. And also have Steam.
All of the legally owned copies of Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis games that you have.
I tried playing Baldur's Gate on this. The screen is just a little too small to kind of make out details and everything.
Shadowrun Returns work pretty well on it.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I gotta put that on then.
So you play through.
I put Deep Dark Dungeons or whatever, Dungeons of Doom, that one that I was playing on the Extra Life. That was kind of cool because this is touchscreen also, so I was able to use it as a touchscreen thing.
I bet Fallout 1 and 2 would work pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Low memory, turn-based.
No need for a video card, really. Right. So
I did try to play the Gods Are Watching.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is really hard. I couldn't get past the first.
I've heard that.
So I might play it on light, but
they added a new difficulty, right, for that.
There's like three difficulties.
Yeah,
I heard the easy difficulty is very fucking hard.
Yeah, so yeah, it's super fucking hard. So the first scenario is that you're like some rebel group that's trying to hack into a system, and you have some hostages, and you have to placate some like guards that are coming, and it's all point and click. You're like clicking different actions, so you know your hostages are like, you know, they get freaked out, so you have to kind of calm them down or shoot them or stuff like that. And it's just really hard to keep everybody alive. I didn't play too long, and it wasn't too good because I didn't have a mouse, so I was just using the touchpad, and it wasn't too great.
I
gotta get a mouse for it. And then I'll share a couple of Dota stories from last night because we played
Dota. Wait, you played Dota, Dan?
We played Dota really late. Actually, prior to last night, I didn't play Dota like the whole week because I was playing the other game that I'll talk about.
They've got that new, what is it that they were talking about?
Oh, the bounties.
Yeah, I haven't seen the bounty stuff yet because we play normally ranked. But the bounty thing is dumb because there's one hero that's called Phantom Assassin, and if somebody picks Phantom Assassin, then there's a bounty on one of the players. Yeah, Phantom Assassin. And there's a bounty on one of the players on the opposite team, and if the Phantom Assassin kills that guy first and wins the match, or his team wins the match, or her team wins the match, they get like some kind of
special
drops or something, mm-hmm. some items. And vice versa, if that person who has a bounty kills Phantom Assassin and they win the match, then they get a special thing. So yeah. It seems really dumb because it kind of it doesn't promote like, you know, trying to work as a team and also picking as a team. It's just like, oh, I'm just going to pick this because I want the drops and stuff. So it seems very counter to what Dota is. But I was playing Dota last night with some pretty heavy hitter type dudes. Like, I was really like the lobby, like rank-wise.
You were being carried, Dan?
I was definitely being carried. I'm just support. I just throw things on the ground so people...
You just chill out in the back and
I just buy stuff for people.
Wait for your spot.
So we did really good, but there was one match because, you know, I was playing with like some guys who were really good, so we just decided to fuck around and we all just picked random heroes, like just straight up random stuff. So that was it was really fun. It's really fun playing with people who are really good. Like that, in a way, it's also kind of bad, I guess, because I don't really care about doing well. I just have to do a certain level of mediocre, and it's okay as long as I'm not completely ass. But
as long as you're not feeding.
But the main game that I've been playing this week, did I talk about it last week? Did we?
What?
Dragon Age?
You talked about it a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been playing a lot of.
Yeah,
I've been playing a lot of Dragon Age Inquisition, and I think it's pretty good, like pretty fantastic. I mean, I'm about maybe 26, 28 hours in like 2 weeks.
Helmick, like, you've been playing that too, haven't you?
Yeah.
How far are you into it?
Not so far.
Okay.
I was having some technical issues.
Yeah.
Was having a problem where I couldn't load from autosave or load from my top manual save. I had to go back to a previous autosave. Otherwise, it kept crashing a desktop.
Kevin was really weird watching that.
And initially, I couldn't run it at all because it wouldn't let me connect to the Dragon Age servers for activation.
Yeah, I don't know why they have the little connect in the beginning. It's pretty lame. Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Remember that push for like, hey, we're going to let you, we're getting away from DRM, and now it's kind of crept back in there with the...
So the first area you can go to after the first area you start in is called the Hinterlands. And if you're like me, a completionist, you really have to wrench yourself away from the notion that I'm going to clear this whole map and then go do the next thing because you can't. Because it's like, hey, a rift. I'm going to go to this rift. Mm-hmm. Fire demon. Oh, shit. My whole party died. Okay, well, I won't go that way then. I'll revive and go out the camp this way. Valley of Dragon. Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're all dead. You just kind of have to be like, all right, I'm going to check out this area here. Yeah. Oh, look, this quest here. I got to go back.
Yeah, so I stayed in the Hinterlands until about level 9, 10-ish. And then I realized that the next story part was, like, recommended level 4 to 7.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I got to just move on. Because this is not going to be fun if I'm just...
No, if you just...
If I'm just plowing through everything.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Plus, I kept running out of inventory space because you keep getting this stuff. It's like, hey, cool, a drop. That shield is really cool. What level have to be? 11?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm level 4.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm out of inventory space now. If I keep doing stuff, I'm not going to be able to use any of the stuff I carry
Yeah, it's it's funny. That's my exact experience. Exact with the dragon and everything. Exact same experience where I'd get to some place and it's just like, these guys are way more higher than I am. I shouldn't be here.
Well, yeah, especially me. I'm using a greatsword guy. I'm using an elf who looks like he's about 100 pounds with a greatsword that looks like it's about 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, it's a demon. Shoulder charge. And my guy's like, burr, burr. I do no damage. The fire demon goes, and my life just goes, and I just said, well, clearly that's not what I should be doing.
And then your little portrait turns into the sad, bloody portrait.
No, then I turned into Varric and just run like hell. Oh, God.
I just like watching your little skinny guy shoulder charge like a grizzly bear. you look like a five-year-old trying to beat up a linebacker.
Yeah. My guy looks like a 95-pound Zach Braff wearing a purple bathrobe.
Yeah, you know what's weird is when you're not wearing any armor, because some of the cutscenes you're not wearing any armor, because I'm playing a Delf.
A Dalish elf.
Delf.
I'm a Delf.
I'm playing a Delf, too.
Hey, Delf.
I'm playing a Gilf.
So, sometimes in the cutscenes, you're not wearing any armor and you're just wearing your relaxing clothes or whatever.
Chillaxing
clothes. Casual wear. Clothes.
For relaxing.
Fantasy relaxing.
You actually look bigger in your relaxing clothes than
but
in your armor.
So weirdly proportioned. I don't know, maybe because I was messing around with the head too much and, like, from some angles, my guy looks pretty cool. But then there's some angles where it's just like, what's up with your head?
It's just like Mass Effect, man. Okay, I could use the default Shepard who looks awesome and like that face, you know, will look great in all the cutscenes. Or I could try to make my own. I'm going to make my own. And then you make it and you're like, he looks okay.
There's something not quite right about him.
Yeah.
He looks like a burn victim or something with a new face.
Like the facial hair doesn't match the tone of his
skin. I will
say
that the fidelity of the actual face looks better. Because, like, in Mass Effect, yeah, if you change it, it looks obviously like this is a custom character. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like a custom character. Okay. It just doesn't look like somebody that has artistic ability designed it. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Did you have this glitch? Are you playing a male elf or a female elf?
A male.
For some reason, I think it's a glitch. Everybody referred to me when they were talking about me around town as she.
Even though you're a male elf.
Yeah, they're like, Harold and Andrade saved us. She's here to save us all. I'm like, who's there?
Are they talking about me?
And
there's some like, elf racism going on.
Are you saying I look
you
like
see
a
that
woman?
Mark on her hand? And I was like, I am a man.
It's that purple bathrobe you're wearing.
Yeah, there you
that is scale mail.
Sure.
It's not my fault. It's purple.
No, I did, that sounds like a glitch. I didn't have that.
Oh my God! It did it a bunch in the beginning.
I thankfully only ran into I won. I had one
Pat. Is that why they're not sure what you are?
I want to see how the romances go down for your character.
Oh, I'm gonna get me Cassandra in bed, no doubt about it.
Yeah, she's the seeker, which is like, I don't remember if they were in Origins.
Okay,
maybe they were in 2, but I didn't
she was in
two.
Dragon Age 2. She's in the narrative. She's the one who kidnaps Varric, holds Varric, and makes him tell the story of
Pac. That's why they know each
other
and stuff. Okay, she's a seeker, which is like. The people who, like, the Templars.
She catches the golden snitch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So she's an excellent broom rider.
I am a beautiful animal.
So the Templars watch the mages to make sure that they don't go turn into abominations and go crazy,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and the mages are trying to keep the Templars from getting in their shit.
Yeah, and the Seekers watch the Templars to make sure that they don't abuse their power.
Who watches the Watchmen, Dan?
I don't know.
But the Seekers' powers don't come from Lyrium.
Yeah, they
come from ritual.
Yeah, ritual and stuff like
that. Okay. So three things about Cassandra, which means she will be mine.
Oh, yes.
She will be mine. One, I always like a woman who can kick my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's pretty tough. Two, her accent drives me nuts. Yeah, and three, she looks just like an ex-girlfriend of mine, except for the facial scar.
She has, like, a cool scar.
So when I finally get her in bed, it will be, like, being with an ex, which is usually pretty great.
Is she going to put on the granny panties beforehand, like, you know, in Dragon Age 1?
You know, it's the funny thing. She actually looks kind of like Morrigan. And Morrigan was who I ended up with in episode 1, too.
I guess she actually could look like Morrigan a little.
She looks like she could be Morrigan.
I don't want to relive my horrible, like, failure of romance option in Dragon Age.
The Cassandra that I'm playing is so, like, beefy that, like, it's everybody else is like, I'm dying. Cassandra's just like, I don't care. I got my shield. I'm just stabbing things and stuff like that.
Yeah, she get do, up, you pussies.
She doesn't do that much damage. It's just that she just doesn't die.
Yeah. The Greatsword guy is the same way, and because both of them use those guard powers.
Yeah.
So it's like, bang, and you get the thing, shing, over your life. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's weird, the guard thing. It seems like that's almost to replace the fact that mages don't heal anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
There's like no healing in that. No,
there's no healing. They give you you get health potions yeah. that's shared by the whole party, and then you get two more health potion slots. I only have one unlocked, and so you can put other stuff there like
regen potions,
Like that, but yeah. You can also put like armor potions, all this other stuff.
Yeah,
lyrium stuff to boost your magic and things.
God, there's a lot of gathering in that game.
Yeah,
if you want to, you can just waste so much time just going, hey, another Drakestone. Hey, another Drakestone. Yeah. Hey, another Drakestone.
Ooh, piece of candy.
So there's
Kevin saw it.
Yeah, like, you kept trying to go somewhere, and then you're like, ooh, what's that?
Ooh, piece of candy.
It's kind of cool, though. I've seen some reviews that kind of mark it down for the gathering and the crafting stuff, and I can see that. But I always like it when I make something that's like really good,
mm-hmm.
and most of at least the fighters and the mages have, because I've found schematics that are like really good, and I found different ingredients that you find like do different like armor ratings and different like resistance and all that kind of stuff. So I like kind of customizing the party like that in a way. And there's also slots in the armor and also the weapons, so you can upgrade like the hilt or something, and it all does something different. So that I always like that feeling of like
complicated after a while.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get to that. I like the feeling of like really customizing my party and feeling like I did it instead mm-hmm. of just like a random drop and stuff, which is still fun because some stuff that like drops is like, oh my god, that's so crazy. So there's still that part of it, that emotion part of it. But yeah, that they really have to. If there was one thing I could really change in that game, was how you manage like your inventory.
Hey, that sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, it's every BioWare game, but this one is more complicated because so there's a crafting station to make armor. There's a crafting station to make weapons. Mm-hmm. There's a crafting station to modify the armor and a crafting station to modify the weapons.
So there's four different tables.
There's four different tables. So you make the armor, you make the little things to put in the armor and stuff like that, the leggings and things.
Then
like
you take
that.
It to another
and you
table.
Take it to the other thing and you put it in that stuff. Okay. Right? But so that's already complicated. But the part that really is like that sucks is that when you're in that menu, in that crafting menu, and you even select the different guys. Because it will show like what they can wear and stuff, but it doesn't show what they have on. You have to exit out of that and go back into inventory, then look and go, okay, this is what he's wearing. Okay, if I can create something better than that or something like that. And
there's it's no just quick like, comparison for you.
That, yeah, that's lazy programming.
You have to hit X twice.
Well, when you're looking in like a shop or looking in your inventory, you can compare, yeah. But not when you're in the crafting thing.
See, that's lazy. I think yeah. they should do that. If you're going to make something, they should tell you what the...
Actually, the big improvement I would make is, except for rare gathers, I would I would double the amount you get from picking up like elf root or lyrium or something. I would double the amount of crafting material you have and have the number of crafting materials that show up in the game.
There's a perk, an Inquisition perk that you can get to, like, I don't know if it's double or increase the amount of stuff you grab when you gather.
I use it for extra inventory because I was always running out.
Yeah, I should probably do that. I've been getting the ones where it was like, hey, you get more dialogue options if you pick these perks because you.
I should, but I keep running fucking inventory. It really messes up.
The flow of the game. I basically like if this is lower level than my stuff and I'm not going to use it, I don't even take it because like normally you take all that stuff and you sell it, right? Yeah. And I was just like, I'm just not going
to. Hammock, I think you need to start applying your weight to value ratio that you came up with in
Fallout.
Well,
there's no weight. There's no weight.
No, but it's, I mean, like, item. You know, the same.
I don't have a good enough handle yet on the economy of the game.
So there's, I mean, I, and then.
The fusion batteries are so much.
I think that the combat is pretty good.
10 pounds, not enough.
Garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the combat's pretty good. I can see why people have problems with it and stuff like that. But I feel that, especially when you get like up to like about like level 10-ish, like it starts, like the tactics start really like coming into play because there's a lot of different things that, especially like the fighters.
and the rogues have a lot of like shut down kind of mechanics and mm-hmm. kind of like one of the things I got as a fighter is that Cassandra puts out like a aura around her, and if anybody's in that aura, like an ally, she takes that damage,
mm-hmm.
and then she has another thing that like halves all damage that she takes. So it's there's tactics, but when you're like in like level 1 through 5, you don't have too many powers, so there's not that much stuff to do. Mm-hmm. Like turn moment to moment. There's just like I got my big bow shot. I got my big swing, and then that's it. There's no real tactics. It's just smash, smash, smash.
Grappling hook.
Yeah. Oh, there's a grappling hook, like one of the fighters' things. So that's pretty cool when that happens, because, like, yeah, he'll just... And
That's actually the only way I can hunt, because I have no bow.
So I love watching you, like, snag, like, a little squirrel thing and just kill it.
I had not thought about doing that.
Yeah, I was out in the wilderness, and, like, this little thing called a fennec. It's, like, a cross between a squirrel and a rabbit. It's, like... And it's go... Ooh, and I throw my huge grappling hook and go, and pull it towards me, and bam, with my greatsword, and just pound it paste, and it's just nice. Like,
yeah, so the first like maybe up to like level 6, I barely used the tactical thing, but some of the bigger fights in the story of missions and stuff like that, the story quest, I've started to really use it, like, you know, every couple of like moment. There's no turns, but mm-hmm. Every couple of moments or something like that. So I think it's good. I think there's tactics involved, but I can see why people
who were hoping for a return to Dragon Age 1. Of course,
like I said last week, I made my peace that's not gonna happen.
You're not gonna get your 3D Baldur's Gate version.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen. That's fine. Like I like what they're doing here. There's a lot of cool stuff. There's a couple things though that like glitches that I have been running into, other than that frame rate stuff that I had that I solved with unlocking the 60 frames per second thing. So as a rogue, I'm using a rogue bow guy, right? So I'm going down the bow tree, and one of his abilities is escape ability. He does this big backflip and shoots like a ton of arrows.
Okay.
And when he comes down, like, his next shot knocks people down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's an escape thing. So if somebody's coming at you, you do that.
You do backflip and then knock them down.
But the thing is that especially when the AI is using him, or if I'm just not thinking of where I am, he'll backflip off the bridge.
And die?
And no, he doesn't die, like, you'll take a bunch of health hit, and then you'll come back up.
He's like, hey, this is where I need to flip.
But that's not the worst one. The worst one is when you're in certain caves, right? Mm-hmm. There's certain parts where there's like, because how you build games with 3D models and stuff like that, or 3D terrain, is that sometimes, like, I know this from like doing Skyrim stuff, is mm-hmm. that they'll have like a piece of like a wall or something, and then they'll make the floor intersect it at a certain height, so it gets cut off, so it looks like it's natural kind of thing like that. So that makes like pockets in the back of these terrain things, right? So sometimes when I pick the fighter as as my guy, and then like I'll kind of get in there, make sure he's taunted and stuff, and I'll switch back to my bow guy, and we're just like, where are you?
He's stuck in the rock.
Yeah, he's stuck in some kind of secret mm-hmm. secret cavern, his hidey hole. And he's just like, how do I get out of here? And I'm just like, holy crap. Well, one, how'd you get in there? And two, how do you get out? And it's just like, there was one time where I was the bow guy, and I was like picking off another person, like a mage away from the rest of the party, and they're fighting over here, and then I turn back, my whole party's gone. They're stuck in like some fucking cavern. So I ran into that. There's one dungeon that you definitely see that like several times. I saw that like 3 or 4 times, and I got really down on it.
Mm.
But I haven't noticed it too much, other than like the flipping thing. I've had him flip and land, like, we're on a bridge, and I had him flip off land and land on like one of the support parts, but there's no way to get out of there. So he's just kind of like, I don't know.
I'm going to build a home here.
Yeah, because I'll be fighting as one of the fighters, and I'm like, where are the arrows? How come there's no arrows coming out? And then I look over,
the rogue got into another weird situation.
Yeah, I look on his portrait, and he usually says, like, attack or whatever ability they're using. I'm like, he's not using anything, and I select him, and I'm just like, you're like fucking like 4 rooms away. What are you doing? He's like, I don't know. don't talk to me. So there's some, there's definitely some.
Wait, are you saying stuff. A game in 2014 released
has a bunch of
in November in particular.
With a bunch of glitches and unfinished things that could have been handled with a little more QA.
I really
that also got delayed.
Yeah. The biggest one is really the biggest one that I've experienced is really that frame rate hit, but that all just went away once I put the command line thing. Which you really shouldn't have to do.
It should just know automatically what you want.
Well, they just shouldn't have that. Like, why am I getting a frame rate hit because I have a multi-core processor?
Because
and why
don't.
Do other people don't get it? Only me get only you know certain people get it. It's crazy.
Did you get the beta drivers from ATI?
No, I just have it like updated to whatever the current.
So the ATI released these beta drivers that are specifically for Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh yeah,
that use this. I think it's called Mantle.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's in the newest video cards, like the 7 series and up.
Oh, okay.
So if you download those beta drivers, you might find some.
So
of your problems
you better
away, cause
get a priest beforehand and bless the video card.
Because. Yeah, I was having some problems with frame rate and stuff, and then I downloaded those beta drivers and optimized the game through the little launch thing, and it works pretty well now.
Well, the weird thing is that when I set it to force it to be in 60 frames per second mode, like there's no frame rate issues other than when I load into a new area, then there's kind of like it's loading, and I think that's mostly like my hard drive, not like my hard drive's okay, but it's not a SSD.
No SSD.
So
that might be part of it too. I'm running an Inquisition on my SSD.
Yeah. So I think the game's pretty good. It's probably in my top whatever of.
It is
top
one of the
200
games you've played
top,
this year.
Top 500 games I've played this year. Now, I'm very impressed, especially some of the story beats that I've hit recently that have been really, really cool.
Cool.
And I like that Dragon Age universe. I've always been a very big Dragon Age Origins fan. And what's funny is that, like, for a long time I was kind of down on, like, playing Dragon Age 2. Playing this is actually making me want to play Dragon Age 2, so I think I might do that.
Sure. You probably get it for a song about now.
Well, I don't know if it's... Well, Origins has some crazy deals right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get Titanfall for $5. That makes me sad.
You can get all of it with all the DLC for, like, $12.
Yeah, that makes me
you
sad.
You can get Needs for First Speed Most Wanted for 3 drops of Orphan Blood.
A fatted calf.
Oh, I did find my horse thing that I bought for my AMD points that I mentioned last week. I bought like a AMD pack that unlocked like a different horse, and then I got like an amulet that I sold already because I don't even use it.
Sweet.
So the horse is like this fucking deranged horse, right? Mm-hmm. It's got this red and white-ish armor, like AMD type colors, and it's all like jacked up, like the front, the head armor thing kind of goes out like a walrus kind of thing. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I didn't use it.
You're like, that's retarded. I'm
not
gonna...
that was 500 AMD points.
Okay.
Yeah. What in the hell are you talking about?
When I got my my new video card and
You still had points from that?
No. When I got my new video card, there's it had one of the programs to download was Raptor or something, and it's like another Steam thing. You can launch games from it.
Oh yeah, that's the thing that the beta drivers made me use.
Yeah, so there's those points that you get for playing games and all that stuff.
Out of all my games, it only detected 3: Inquisition, Mountain Blade. And the other one I'm going to mention.
Okay.
And then, so I use like 500 of those points to unlock some chest.
Sure.
And it's dumb, but it's fine. Because I have like 8,800 points, and then like to get like the Banner Saga is like 12,000 points. Uh-huh. So that's fine.
Meanwhile, you could buy Banner Saga on Steam for
$5. I could buy
bucks.
a new R70 or R90, whatever their high video cards are, for like 80,000 points.
All right.
So. And you could get the Harrier Jump Jet for 1,000,000 Pepsi points.
Pepsi points.
10 million, I think it was.
That's
or 100 million. I forget.
That's all I played. I played a lot of Dragon Age. I'm trying to beat that before I go to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Cool.
But it's also it's like a paradox thing where it's like, I don't want to rush to this because that's kind of the point of the game.
You
kind of
want to finish it, but yeah.
But I also want to finish it because I don't want to be thinking about like, man, I really want to play that.
And you don't want to take a 3-week break from it.
Yeah, because what if I don't, I come back and I'm like, I don't want to finish this now.
I don't remember what was going on.
Yeah.
So, Helmick, aside from Dragon Age, what else did you play this week?
Well, I started this long weekend intending to just play Dragon Age the entire weekend, but something happened called the Steam sale.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, why don't you start us off with what you did last weekend?
I finished Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah.
So I made a Steam sale.
So how about Dark Souls?
What about it?
What did you conquer your demons?
What was the ending like? Was it cool?
You go into this area where there's this guy who attacks you at a million times a second and never lets up and beats the fucking garbage out of you, and then you die a bunch. And then you say, oh, if I don't know how to parry, I'm going to lose.
Did you know how to parry?
Yeah. So I equipped my parrying dagger, which has a great window, and then I put on my stone armor just in case I fucked up. And I went in there with my trusty spear, and I parried and riposted that guy 7 times, and he died.
And then?
So there are 2 endings to the game. One is that you...
Did you get the good ending or the good ending?
Well, here's the difference between the good ending and the bad ending. The bad ending is you turn and leave after you kill that guy, meaning that you decide to become the new Dark Lord of the Hollow. Mm-hmm. Or the good ending is you go to the middle of the room and light the bonfire, which means that you bring light back to the land of the undead, or the land of the dead, and so all the undead become unhallowed.
So they all become human again?
So what happens, I was like, I'm feeling good. So I went and I lit the bonfire, and then the fire crept up my arm and then burned me, and then you see this thing of light go boom, over the land, and that's it.
Whoa!
The end. That's the end. That's the end. No dialogue, nothing.
It's like a Tekken ending.
Yeah, that's pretty apt. It's a Tekken ending. It's like every From Software game I've ever sweated blood over, and then I beat it.
Hundreds of hours, and then...
Kingsfield 2, I was like, oh my god, I'm going to do it. I did it. Yes! I killed the last dragon.
The end.
And then it shows, like, just some crappy animation, and that's it. Or Kingsfield 1, I think it was just... It showed the castle I was in, like, this bad 3D model, and then the sun rises behind it, and that's it.
Yep, that was the ending for Kingsfield 1.
Is that the real ending of Dark Souls, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I killed all the optional bosses. I did all the optional areas. That was the end. Dark Souls. And then it's
more about the journey.
And then it started me over in New Game Plus.
What does that mean anyway, though? What is the New Game Plus in that game?
It jacks up all the difficulties for the monsters by about different amounts. And then you can keep playing the game and jacking up all the stuff till I believe, New Game Plus 7.
And do you get anything special for that?
No.
Okay. So yeah. You're done with Dark Souls then?
For now. Okay. I might go back to it at some point. But then I was looking at getting maybe Dark Souls 2, but then I found out that there is actually a new Dark Souls 2 version coming out in April, which is like super high def, plus it has all the DLC, plus it has new content.
Yeah, did you?
It comes out like the same like week or so of...
Well, the crazy thing is that they're like, oh, yeah, we're adding all these extra graphical stuff and things like that. All you people who already bought the game, fuck off. You're going to have to buy this if you want it. That's, I don't know, I think that's kind of shitty to do to the people who bought your game initially. If you're doing, you know, graphical upgrades on it, like the guys who developed The Witcher, they're of the mindset where, like, you bought this game, we're going to give you all of our DLC for free.
Well, then you're really not going to enjoy the next thing I'm going to bring up.
Well, go for it.
Well, I bought a few other games. I bought a game that I thought
Steam
we could...
The Steam sale.
I bought a game for us that I thought we could live stream.
Oh, what was that?
Another 4-player beat 'em up.
It looked pretty good, though.
It's okay.
It looks like it takes place at a con, and you fight like a zombie invasion or something.
What's it called?
It's called Devil Dare, or Devil's Dare.
Devil's Dare.
Oh, I did see that.
It's got an 80/90s theme.
I'll play a beat-em-up once.
It looks interesting to me because it's less about inventory like Charlie Murder, and it has more to do with... like neato powers your guys get as you level up.
Yeah, I thought Charlie Murder was a good game except for like
managing everything.
For guys like us, it's horrible. Just like inventory.
If you had just made that game without the inventory management, I think it would have been.
Or like halved the amount of inventory management in there.
Well, because they're dropping shit all the time.
Yeah,
like that.
And you're going to stores, and there's always new stuff. Yeah. And you're like, this is 5 points better than what I got now.
See, I can kind of turn off that part of my brain. But, like, I understand that it's very hard.
It's hard.
I can be like, nah, I don't want to.
But what I did see on the Steam sale...
And I bought this, too.
Yes.
Because you convinced me.
There was a one-day sale of Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition.
$10.
For 10 bucks.
I think it was still $10 as of the podcast here. What I was seeing this morning, or early.
But I thought it was weird.
I was just like, you know, I wasn't sure how I felt about the Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition because I've already beaten Sleeping Dogs and most of the DLC, if not all. And I was like, how much do I really need this? And then I was like, well, maybe if we throw more money at them, they'll make that sequel.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's $10. So I bought it and I installed it last night and I completely ignored Dragon Age Inquisition at that point. And nice.
Is that why you were up so late?
I am balls deep in Sleeping Dogs, my friend.
The one thing that's weird is Jackie looks so like strung out.
Yeah,
now.
The textures are amazing. Even if you bought the HD texture pack, it looks beautiful. Huh. It runs about the same heat on my video card as Sleeping Dogs.
Sorry.
As Sleeping Dogs originally did.
Yeah.
And it has all the DLC integrated into it.
Huh.
So
you don't have to go to like a different like you select.
So all the police missions, all the red envelope stuff, all that stuff. The only things you have to select is when they have the Nightmare on North Point and Year of the Snake DLC. Otherwise, you just go to the island to do the tournament,
Zodiac.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that was fun.
All the characters look just gorgeous, and the weather.
Except Jackie looks strung out.
So what?
He looks good, but
he's a cop on the edge.
Plus, we're in the beginning of the game.
No, Jackie's his friend. Yeah, yeah.
We're in the beginning of the game. Remember, I want to see what it looks like once we all have some money.
Oh, yeah.
How much is it?
$10.
$10.
It might still be $10.
It was totally worth getting. And playing through again, knowing what I know now in my first playthrough, it's actually a really fun experience.
Hey, Paredes, I've heard Sleeping Dogs is pretty good.
Oh, you should try playing that, Dan.
Shut up.
Sleepy Dogs.
That only cost me like $6 because people are fucking stupid. I put a bunch of Steam trading cards up on the market. So I have
spend
like
20 cents on this shitty card.
I have like 50 emails from the Steam marketplace saying you sold an item. And I was literally watching my Steam wallet in the upper right corner just kept jumping up like some stock market ticker.
See, I did give them a bunch of money. I bought the original game for $60.
I thought that game was only 40 when it came out.
No, I think it was 60.
Okay. So all the DLC outfits are available from a vendor in the night market called the Legendary Vendor. So the first thing I did is went right over there and bought the Kato Vigilante outfit. So I did a bunch of missions in the Kato outfit until I could afford my beautiful Rico Rodriguez outfit.
Oh, yes, the Just Cause guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good...
And then I bought the Wing Chun Master one just because.
Well, yeah.
Because why not?
The problem with the Wing Chun Master is the problem I always had with the Wing Chun Master is that a bunch of the times when you're running around, you can see through it.
There's clipping.
It's weird. But the Rico Rodriguez one and the Vigilante, I never have that problem. It's always that Wing Chun Master. So I'm having a great time with Sleeping Dogs. Probably after we're done the podcast, I'll go do that again. It feels amazing. I love playing that game, and I like doing the fight clubs, the whole deal.
That game just felt good.
Yeah, that's a really solid game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like revisiting an old friend
and
beating up a bunch of Chinese people.
Yeah.
So, like, revisiting an old friend.
Where we beat up Chinese people. Actually, the last thing I did is I realized, finally, which I didn't realize the first time, is that you can go around and hack a whole bunch of different cameras without going back home between.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I did. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I always did. Hack as many as I could get my hands on.
So I just hacked like fucking 15 cameras, and now I'm going to go home and just arrest all these people.
Watch the screen.
Yeah.
Cook up a hot pocket, sit back, watch TV.
Pork bun.
You're guilty.
The only thing that slows down your progression with a lot of that side quest stuff is that you have to keep doing the story mode if you want to unlock your different hideouts in the different neighborhoods. Because up to that point, you just got to take a cab or drive all the way the fuck out to wherever. Yeah. And also, I forgot how slow it is getting face. I'm going to go buy this awesome bike. And I'm like, sorry, you're not cool enough to own this.
You are definitely not cool enough.
You got to go away.
I'm going to buy this suit. No, you're not cool enough. Well, fine, Rico Rodriguez, don't need your suit.
Goodbye.
We will kung fu fight now.
I also forgot about what it... when you get in a bad scrap and you get blood all over you. How you just walking around with blood all over you. So I went to my second date with Amanda after I did a fight club, and my Wing Chun master, or my Rico Rodriguez thing is just covered in blood, and I have blood all over my
So reminiscent of the original Dragon Age, where you're having these deep discussions with people. Yes, we must go and save these. What the hell happened to you?
There's still a bunch of blood on bodies, but it's not like fucking like
you're not bathed in blood, not, having like a long philosophical discussion.
I always turn off blood.
I thought that was funny.
Just, it just distracts me. I'm just like, I just kind of stare at my guy and like, just you can't have a washcloth or something.
Dragon Age Origins, remember there's the brothel where you have the foursome?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went into that bathed in blood. And it's like, this is one kinky experience. I've only
noticed that like it's there, but it's not like crazy. Like there's definitely on the armor.
On the face.
But it's not just like...
Oddly, I don't know anyone who's playing a Kunari on their first playthrough of Dragon Age Inquisition.
And that's going to be my next one, because I want to know how that...
Because I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
You want to steal from kids, from children.
Yeah.
I hope you can get one of those cool, like, weird chain things like that one dude had in Dragon Age 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought you didn't play Dragon Age
2. Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant Dragon Age 1. Didn't they have one?
The Kunari, their mages, have these crazy things over their heads that only show their eyes. And it's like this leather restraint thing that goes all the way down their body. It's just like buckles and chains everywhere. That
sounds horrifying.
Yeah, they look like a BDSM guy.
Lovely.
It's like a gimp.
Bring in the gimp.
It's like a gimp, except he's 8 feet tall and can kick ass.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bring in the magical gimp. Was that
a hammock?
Yeah, I guess if I still have one complaint about Dragon Age, it's that it would be nice if there was a way that you could take stuff from more than one skill tree. Like some sort of multi-classing or dual-classing thing. So it's like, sometimes I like to shoot a bow. Sometimes I like to use my greatsword. Instead, it's just like, all right, if you're a greatsword, you're a greatsword till you're dead. And if you don't stick to your greatsword, boy, howdy, you are fucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're you can still get the other things in the fighter tree, but, like, you can't go from fighter to rogue tree.
Right. Like, I was thinking it might be fun to play a fighter who had, like, some dagger stuff or whatever, but it's you don't get any of that.
Yeah.
You don't get none of that shit. Yeah, the other thing I don't really like about Dragon Age is the high-level daggers always end up looking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you start with a couple knives, and you're like, yeah, my guy looks badass. And then the knives are, like, fucking 2 feet long, and you're like, okay, they don't really seem like knives anymore.
Yeah,
and
I had a snake knife that was like a snake.
And then, and then you get knives that are, like, fucking all huge, and they look like Sora's Keyblade meets Titus's sword from Final Fantasy X. They're, like, all over the... Like, that guy in, like, that weird dude in Smash Brothers who I kept playing with a weird-looking sword that went all over...
Oh, you're talking about the Xenoblade guy?
Yeah, it's just...
Sulk?
Fucking knives.
Sulk.
I had a great sword on a guy, and I gotta look up if I have a picture of it, like from a video or something, because I've been recording some stuff, but I don't know if I'm gonna do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, one of my guys had to get a great sword, and it looked like a big, like there was a sword surrounded by, like, wooden pillars or something. I don't know what it was. I was, like, looking at it, I was like, what are you doing with that?
What is that?
He hit somebody, I'm just like, I don't know what that is. Like, yeah, and it was called, like, some crazy, you know, fantasy name.
Yeah.
Like, Balshala.
Mm.
Legendary Balshala.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what that is. Man.
Sure.
I wish you would tell me.
Kevin, did you play video games this week?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
In the theme of it being November 2014.
Okay.
I played a glitchy-ass game.
All right.
So, finished...
What is your weekly glitchy game, Kevin?
Finished Little Big Planet 3.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Finished... Finished in the definitive sense of you finished the
story, which it is a good storyline. Yeah. It is pretty fun. The last level was pretty damn like awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out on one hand you do have limited lives in some levels.
Okay.
So in the last level, all of a sudden I was like, wait, why is this saying quit or retry? Oh fuck, I have lives. But okay, I haven't played too many PS4 games because there aren't too many to play. And I've only played a couple of the major, you know, commercial releases. The only ones being, like, Infamous Second Son, Little Big Planet 2. I think that's it for the actual commercial games.
That's about all that I can think of that's unique to the PS4.
And you know what? none of the indie games. Infamous Second Son never did this. Little Big Planet 3 fucking crashed like 8 or 9 times to desktop.
Awesome.
Like, and it wouldn't crash when I was doing something weird, like geometry gets crazy because I'm trying to squeeze through. You know how on Little Big Planet you'll always try and squeeze through something typically you'll pop because it's like, we don't know how to handle the geometry. No, it would crash when, like, I reached a checkpoint. And all of a sudden, it says, like, big blue screen with white text. It says, you've encountered error, boink, 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 boink. And then I'm back on desktop.
Sweet.
Which is very fucked up. That game is not that complex. It has huge loading times.
Especially considering
and it crashes.
It's basically Little Big Planet 1 and 2.
Yeah.
With new levels and a few new mechanics.
There's so little that's new to it. Mm-hmm. And it's on more advanced hardware, so why the fuck is it so slow and crashing? Oh, my favorite thing that does, every time you start a level, you know how the games by default will say, do you want to join friends? And I always went, no, I just want to fucking play this on my own. Well, it has the little checkbox. Remember this decision. I check that, and then I say, no, I'm playing on my own. Then I'll pause game after a while, come back, unpause it, and it'll say, so-and-so is wanting to join your game. Okay, always remember this decision. Nobody joins me. Next time I load the game, hey, do you want to play with friends? Hey, so-and-so wants to join you. Fucking remember it. Because if you just keep mashing the X button, the default is, yes, let him join. Yes, I want friends. I don't want that.
I don't want friends.
I want to play on my own fucking self. And if I want to play with friends, to go through any of the you need two people to do this type of things, I'd want to play with somebody on the same fucking couch as me. Be like, hey, dude, how about I grab that lever, you go get the bubbles.
Oh, fuck. I always get the bubbles.
Fine. You grab the lever, I'll get the bubbles.
Maybe I like bubbles.
Bubbles is a chimp.
Okay.
Do you remember
when we fell in love? Do you remember, girl? You and me on a phone. What about
I think it's triggered a sense memory for Dan.
Yeah,
he's picturing Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
On a throne.
Magic Johnson as a guard.
Yep.
And then who is Eddie Murphy's queen?
Iman.
Yeah.
On a phone.
They raided the set of the King, the Ten Commandments, and decided they were going to film a music video in there.
Because of some giant bomb stuff, I have Eddie Murphy's Boogie in Your Butt.
Boogie in Your Butt? Yeah.
Boogie in Your Butt. Uh-huh. Boogie in Your Butt.
Uh-huh. Put it all in your butt.
Put it all in your butt.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Kevin, did you play other stuff?
Also finished Never Alone.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
There's only one real downside to that game. If you play single player, so controls are not the most precise in the world. If you play single player, you have to control two very imprecise things that move differently at the same time. And it gets to be kind of bad because the AI is stupid. There are some points where you're jumping platform. The AI is following you, jumping. You stop because up ahead's like, I don't know, a ceiling that'll crush, then come back up. You stop. The AI continues running, runs into this closed platform, and falls in the water and dies.
Then you have to start over.
Well, at least checkpoints are pretty liberal.
That's good.
The end of the game has a real cool kind of Shadow of the Colossus level.
Okay.
Where you climb up a huge ice giant, which is pretty damn cool. Like, that game is good. It looks good. It's a good price. The story stuff, both the story of the game itself, which is somewhat light, and the story, how it ties in with, you know, showing the different historical moments and cultural insights, it's really fucking good.
How long did it take you to finish? About?
Let me pull up my Steam. I could tell you exactly how long.
Is it less than 6?
It's not the longest game in the world. It's $15, and it's the type of thing where it's like, it's quality.
Oh, no,
not quantity.
Yeah, I don't care. I played 4.8 hours.
Okay. So yeah.
Which, 5 hours, it's $15.
I'm not trying to value, I just want to know time, it's like how long it's going to take, yeah?
What I hated was reading some of the Steam reviews. Any of the negative ones are, I paid $15 for this, and it's like 5 seconds long.
Do not read the comments.
Speaking of reading comments, I bought something else that had some great raving reviews along the lines of, this is too fucking expensive. There's no good game here.
Okay.
I got the DLC for Monument Valley.
The $2 oh, nice. DLC?
I know. I can't believe I paid $2.
For that free game?
Well, it's $4.
Yeah, no, it's not a free game.
It's free four game. On Android.
It's free if you want. I don't know. I haven't played it, so.
It's really good, and the added levels are huge. Uh-huh. Like, I've only gone through, I think there's 10 of them total. I've only gone through, I think, 3 of them. And I've spent, like, probably an hour on those 3 levels.
Cool.
So the 3, you know, the 3 levels I've played so far are longer than most of the base game for half the price. And anyone who says it's too fucking expensive, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's stupid that people do that. Then, also, I played Dust Force.
Okay.
I never played that before.
An Elysian Trail?
I haven't played it.
That's no, Dust. Not Dust.
Oh.
Dust Force. That game where you're the dude with the broom, and you're running through kind of Meat Boy-ish levels, and enemies you'll hit with your broom. You could run on ceilings. Pretty much you have 2 main goals of get through a level quick, and get through a level while killing everything and sweeping up all the dirt on the ground.
Cleaning up the crime.
Well, cleaning up the grime.
Oh, look at that.
And, oh no, I was going to do it for Infinite Lives, Infinite Deaths. I played it for almost an hour and a half. And on one hand, it is kind of fun. The controls are floaty as hell. The controls are really awkward. And the game, by default, doesn't like to detect the Xbox One controller. You have to manually assign the joystick, like, you have to do, like, with an emulator, where you say, what's the up button? And you press up on your analog stick. What's left? You hit left. And then, it doesn't have the start button, you know, escape, what'll bring you to pause screen, the menu screen, until you get out the controller menu option and go into game menu option, and it says, what one is the retry button? And I was like, there's a quick reset? I'll put that on select. And then I play a game, and it's like, oh, I want to quickly retry because I fucked up this level. I hit select. It's like King Escape. It's not retry, it's menu button. Although what's weird is I had somebody watching the stream who kept giving me pointers.
Oh,
and this person's real cool, and they're like, hey, you know, just letting you know, the game, it takes time to get used to it, but it's pretty good. I've spent 400 hours on it. I still don't know everything.
400 hours?
After I was done, this person left before I finished my stream. I went to their Twitch page and went to their YouTube. They have videos from Dust Force where they're beating levels by glitching through the whole thing, knowing every way to break the game. I was like, I just had the god
you
of this game.
You met the best player of that game.
And see, no. What he's got is he's got like Twitch alerts set up so that if anybody plays
like
that
game. Like last night. Yeah. The reason why we had like one viewer for... Actually, we had a couple at some point, but one person who was like really, really interested and chatting a bunch, at least in the beginning.
I followed the LucasArts games.
Yeah, he follows all the LucasArts games and then just saw that we were playing...
But that guy wants to see if somebody's going to beat his records, therefore he's
so he can kill you.
No, yeah. This person just kept cheering me on. Like, you're like, going to get better at it. I'm like, I kind of like this person cheering me on, but I don't know if I like this game. This game kind of sucks, but I like having somebody cheer me on.
Yeah,
you
don't want
to say out loud, like, this game sucks, and be like, oh.
Well, I'm saying, I don't know how much I like this. It's floaty and weird. And they're you'll get better at it. Don't worry, you'll get better. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I want to get better. I played one other game, Closure.
Okay.
Which is, you know how sometimes you'll see a game, like an indie game, that you'll think, that looks real cool. You'll forget what it's called, and then you never know how to find it because it has a name like Closure. So it's an indie game where you pick up balls of light. It's all black and white, kind of inverse pencil sketchings.
Uh-huh.
And wherever you move the light, you'll see what's around you. If you drop your light orb and you walk, there's no floor. So the floors and the walls disappear if there is no light shining on them. And it's kind of a cool puzzle mechanic where you have to, like, well, there's a wall up ahead. If I put my light source down, that wall gets cut off prematurely, and now it's a pedestal to jump on. It's a really neat game.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost thinking that may be my Infinite Lives, Infinite Deaths game, because it's fun, it's weird, it'll give me closure.
It sounds like a mid-90s, like, erotic thriller.
Wow.
What? Right?
What are you talking about, like, Michael Douglas Disclosure. And Demi Moore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I realized when I started thinking that.
Is there a Baldwin in there?
Yeah, probably a Baldwin.
That's
Sliver. Yeah, like...
That's Sliver.
Like, the art on this game is really crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have, like, spotlights sometime where you can re-aim them. If you put a ball of light in the water, it'll float. And you had to do things like sometimes there'll be a key which will sink in the water. And you have to find ways to bring the ball of light so the water doesn't disappear or you'll sink through the world. And you have to, like, maneuver, like, move the key while keeping the light source close enough. It is really kind of cool. And the art style is really neat. I mean, it's all black and white, but just really cool looking.
Sweet.
I have a random thought.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We were just talking about, like, because I was, like, trying to move out of Helmick's way while he was getting up. Uh-huh. And one way that I know that, like, I like a game is that I get like, weird, in a weird position that I'm uncomfortable and don't notice. So, like, I've been playing Dragon Age, and I get like, I kind of, like, hunch over, and I don't even notice I'm doing it. Like, I'm, like, hunched over, and, like, I'm just in a weird position. I'm, like... And after about like a little bit, because my back will be like, hey, this is painful, and I was like, oh crap, I gotta like lean back and like relax. I get like that. Other with Civ, I do that a lot because I'll get so into the game and kind of just forget that I should sit like a normal adult and not try to get scoliosis.
Yeah,
the worst is if you sit in a position where you don't feel the pain and you stay there for like three to five hours. You move and you're like, oh
yeah,
God,
yeah, that happens to me. That happens to me a lot. If it's a game that I really like, so like if I get too comfortable and I just go like, I don't know. Really play this anymore. This is too comfortable. Like sleeping.
My problem is playing the PlayStation 4. I don't know why. I like get on my on the ground on my knees. And then when I'm
on the ground. On my knees.
When I'm done playing Little Big Planet, I get up and it feels like my knees have been destroyed. Yeah. Because I don't know why. I like to sit on my knees in front of the TV like I'm a little kid watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, you also look... You have the face of a little kid watching Saturday morning cartoons when you're really into a game. It's fun to watch.
Especially with the stubble the beard. Just like all 5-year-olds.
The childlike wonder in your eyes.
I forgot about another thing.
Grown man beard.
Another gaming thing I did this week.
Oh, okay.
My good buddy John Hood got me a PlayStation TV for Christmas.
I did.
Oh!
Which is something I really wanted. After I got him some stuff, too.
Well, yeah, we're going to use that after the podcast to play some Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I got him a couple of GameCube controllers and and also a game for the Vita.
They have longer cords, Kevin.
You mean longer than the 2-foot cords they came with?
Yes.
But anyway, PlayStation TV, it was actually pretty easy to set up. The only thing that took forever was downloading system updates, because it always takes forever. Because
it has to update that Vita firmware onto that little box.
It was kind of cool. I just unplugged my Vita. I just popped out my 16 gig Vita card and just threw it into the
PSTV.
The PSTV. I think, believe it or not, I might actually start purchasing some cartridges. You know, like the little chips. Yeah, yeah. Usually I do digital, but I might actually do that because it seems to be less fuss. Because otherwise, PlayStation, I guess they're much more... They check pretty hard to see if you have licenses for the games on the thing. So it kind of is a drag. But with Persona 4, it doesn't do that. Some games look great, even on a big screen. Like Persona 4 still looks beautiful on a full-size TV. Other games, like this one I have... I got a JRPG called God Eater Burst. It's so incredibly pixelated. It's unplayable.
Especially with your huge TV.
Unplayable. It looks fine, like...
On a Vita screen.
On a Vita screen, but when you... It just looks like, oh, that shambling bunch of pixels is my character.
Help me!
Yeah, everyone looks sort of like that guy with the toxic waste in RoboCop.
Yes!
Well, it's like going back...
Rocket Romano.
It's probably like going back to early PlayStation 1 3D RPGs, like Wild Arms.
No, no, just because he got hit by the truck.
Another weird thing is that almost every game I have works, except for some games it just says this game isn't support on Vita. And I at first thought it might be a hardware issue, and then I realized I think it's because there are PS3 versions of those games. So like Final Fantasy Tactics, like all the PSP titles I have, they work perfectly. But like Cinemora, which I bought for the Vita, or or the Dracula X Chronicles that have, like, Symphony of the Night, they don't work at all. It just says it's not supported. So that's kind of a bummer. And it looks like a lot of the RPGs, like the Shin Megami Tensei series, the only one I saw on there that I could actually play on the PlayStation TV was Persona 2 and Persona 4. So that's a bit of a bummer, because I was hoping to play a lot of RPGs on that.
Yeah, I wish they would just, the same thing with Nintendo, just let it all just go. Just
let it go.
Let it go.
So is that it for you this week, Kevin? Was Closure the last thing you played?
Well, except the game of all of us yelling at you to whip things.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. That'll be the last thing we can talk about. Or the first thing.
Sure.
We played Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Almost all of the game.
I think next time we should really, like, do our research? And see whether or not we can play it in one sitting.
I think we could. We were just, it was, you know.
It was late.
It got late. I had fun. I was willing to hand it off to somebody at some point, but, like, I think
most of us lost our motivation when you got to Atlantis, and it's like, oh, you forgot the ladder, run all the way back and grab the ladder. Okay, oh, we don't have the copper gear. Where is it?
Bronze gear.
Bronze gear. Where is it? I don't know where the robot parts are. It's in a room labeled room.
The maze
room.
Seemed a little stretchy, game stretching. But other everything else in that is still really good.
I mean,
good.
Yeah, it looks fine, and it sounds cool.
And I dialogue. Forgot that how much of it was voice acted. Like, I didn't remember all that stuff being voice acted.
Doug Lee. Yeah.
The dialogue was really, yep. was really fun, and, you know.
His partner, so, Sophia, was really good. She's a good character.
Yeah, she's really, I mean... She's an Indiana Jones. She's basically...
She's better than Willie. She's better than...
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
I guess she doesn't scream as much.
No. And she doesn't lament her situation. Like, she's like, oh, I'm in prison, but she's not like, it's so dirty and nasty in here. She's like, I'm in prison. Eh.
Yeah, it was fun. I just think, yeah, next time when we do something like that, we'd probably do a little research.
Pick a slightly shorter game.
Nope, all the LucasArts games.
Or at least make sure that we're doing, like, a double, like, we're doing...
Somebody else is playing something else?
Or we're doing two... No, we're doing, like, two parts or something.
Gotcha. That's fine.
So, well, you can also
that
play
game's good.
Day of the Tentacle.
Never played it.
Yeah.
See, that's a good one, dude.
Yeah, we have a lot. And we also have, like, all the Sierra games.
I need to revisit Full Throttle. Other
ones Grim Fandango's coming out soon.
I want to get a real version.
I've never played that.
I want to actually get a recording of Full Throttle because we didn't get it last time. It is in the ether. It is forever lost.
Well, it was recorded, and then it just didn't. I think we forgot.
And then
we forgot to archive it.
We didn't realize that Twitch deleted that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Back in our infancy. So yeah, we played that. That was fun.
What else did you play?
I finished my yearly tithe, my flagellation. Oh. It is over.
So did you win the French Revolution?
Yep, I won. The revolution did not actually happen. I changed history completely.
You're a monster.
No, I didn't. None of that happened.
Oh, so what was? I don't think.
Does anybody care about spoilers?
I don't think any of us are gonna play Unity, right?
Is anybody going to play Unity?
Okay, so what's... spoilers.
Spoilers are coming.
To our super fan.
Yeah, so spoilers...
Darnell, skip about the next 3 to 4 minutes.
Skip 5 minutes.
Sure, we'll go 5.
Skip 5 minutes.
I'll tell you when you're at 5.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Arno teams up with the girl who hated him in the beginning.
Yeah.
To try and kill the Master Templar, who turns out to be... They call him a sage. I don't know what it really means.
Okay.
You have a big, like, final battle in a big, you know, in, like, a weird temple where he's got a piece of Eden that's basically a sword. So he's shooting lightning at you and disappearing, and the cover mechanics kind of break in there a little bit. So, because you're having to avoid him and walk up and sneak up to him and stab him several times. But every time you stab him, there's an explosion and he gets thrown back.
Okay.
So you take him down to no life, and then there's a cutscene. And her and him are fighting, or the girl and the Templar leader are fighting, and a big explosion happens with Peace Eden, she dies.
Okay.
And then Arno apparently continues on and becomes an assassin, and then so...
I thought he was already an assassin.
He got expelled from the assassins at one point.
Oh, I see.
Because he kept disobeying their orders.
Okay.
And doing his own thing.
So an assassin.
Because he only joined them because he wanted to find out who killed his, you know, mentor and father. Like, there was...
Okay.
You know, So you eventually do that.
You do meet Napoleon in the game, and you help him out a bit. And the last scene is, like, Arno in his, like, assassin's robes. So apparently he rejoins the assassins at some point.
So you help Napoleon out?
Yeah, you help Napoleon out a little bit. Yeah.
He's only going to wage war on Europe for the next pig. Decade.
Ziggy, 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 zig. The last scene is, like, you going into a tomb and putting a skull, the skull of the sage, I guess, is who the guy is.
The Templar.
Yeah, the Templar, like, putting it somewhere in, like, a giant tomb with a bunch of skulls. And then the credits start rolling, and the girl, like, the metagame portion of it, she starts doing voiceover stuff. She's like, thanks for helping. Like, yeah, we find this out. We'll find something out about this, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for playing. And then you get 15 minutes of credits, and that's it.
So was there any other metagame parts in that game? There's no part where you're in the future at all.
You don't leave the Animus at all, or the Helix as it's called now, because it's a home game console.
Helix Entertainment.
So apparently,
we should just come out with an announcement and just say, like, hey, from now on, we're just not going to have this future thing. We just want to make cool historical stuff. Just forget about it.
So apparently,
it's not going
to
happen.
Abstergo is trying to sequence this DNA for the precursors. So instead of the double helix, they have the triple helix.
I don't know what you said.
So there are people who, throughout history, who have had this DNA, who are more powerful, apparently. These are the sages. And so they're trying to locate where these people's remains are. And that's the whole point now. Like, you're using these memories to help Abstergo find where these people, the sages, are, so they can get their DNA.
Ubisoft has almost crossed over into Metal Gear Solid 2 territory.
So you're making Serpentor.
They're pretty much trying to make Super Serpentor, yes.
Cobra, la, 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 la.
No, that's the movie. Serpentor was gone at that point.
He was in the movie.
Was he? Wasn't in the movie. I thought it was Cobra Commander.
Serpentor was the one who stabbed Duke with the snake.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Which was like, whoa, I didn't know those were weapons.
They bleed?
Well, like,
G.I. Joe bleeds
over here. He took it out and he's like straightened it and threw it at Duke. And I was like, "Whoa, that's a weapon!"
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what Duke thought. Like, holy crap!
All of a sudden, I really want to watch that Community G.I. Joe episode again.
One more minute of spoiler time.
Yeah. They're getting away. No, he's not.
Any more spoilers?
Oh, my God. That's pretty much all I could spoil about that game.
Did you see Louis the whatever's beheading?
Yeah, you were actually there.
Okay.
Did they eat cake?
Did you see Marie Antoinette's beheading?
No.
Okay.
But you were there for Louis' beheading.
Okay.
It was during a mission that you were doing. Like, yeah.
So when you met Napoleon, was he really short?
No, he was as tall as I was.
Okay.
They didn't perpetuate.
Did he talk with a French accent?
No, he talked with a British accent.
Hell, what, man? The fuck?
Like everybody else.
Hated him.
Like everybody.
Damn you, Ubisoft.
Was he voice acted by Vern Troyer?
No.
15 seconds.
No, we're good with spoilers. We don't have to talk about anything else.
Well, Darnell smells funny.
Yeah.
We shouldn't say anything important until...
You end up in...
4, 3,
you end up in the Middle Ages at one point.
1, done.
All right.
Okay.
Spoilers are done.
Yeah.
So, what is your overall feeling of Unity, John? Where does it fit in the pantheon of all the Assassin's Creed?
Better than 3.
It's still better than 3.
It's still better than 3.
Okay.
So you like Black Flag more?
I liked Black Flag as a game, like the way it played more. I still think this game looks better, and I liked the setting of this game better, personally.
Yeah.
I like my big European cities, or my ancient...
Big
sprawling-looking cities that you can move through and, you know, be able to go from, hey, I'm going to stay on this rooftop, and I want to go all the way across the city and not touch the ground. I can do it. But I have to have my lines in place.
Granted, I've only played 2, and then I saw you play 3 and 4, and then this one a little bit. I still think, like, one of my favorite cities is really Jerusalem.
Oh, the 1. Assassin's Creed 1, I loved moving around Middle East.
Jerusalem, Acre,
and... God, what was the third one? I can't remember offhand.
Tyre?
Maybe. I can't remember. But yeah.
Damascus?
Damascus.
Was it Damascus?
Yeah, it is Damascus.
Okay.
I just mean the city.
Acre was the Crusader one.
I liked going through Constantinople.
Damascus is the first
In Revelations. Like, you know, I liked going through a lot of the ancient European cities.
I liked in 2 at the ending when you're in Rome.
Oh, in the Vatican.
Very, very,
that was
very
awesome.
Quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So, like I said, this game, I think they're going to improve the technical stuff on it. So the game looks fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, did I mention, like, you know, the cool thing about, like, walking through the alleys at night and, like, seeing it lit only by, like, the lanterns and mm-hmm. things like that? So it looks really dark. Just the actual life of the city, like, people moving around and doing stuff. It actually feels like a real place now, not just, like, a kind of playground where things, you know, scripted stuff is happening all the time.
I think, like, you know, the same thing with Far Cry. Ubisoft has probably some of the best artists and probably some of the best, like, you know, visual design people.
Unfortunately, they don't have the best of the other parts.
Well, I think those people are still talented because if you think about, like, how, like, quickly they do these turnarounds, like, it's impressive that it actually even works in some sense, but they're just on this, like, timeline that they're just like, we have to crank these out, that there's no way for them to make a well-functioning, solid, and thought-out game. They throw all of this stuff and they just hope it works.
I should show you guys how my map looks at the end of the game, because there's still a billion chests just, like, sitting there that I'm never gonna touch.
And you say you're done.
I'm done.
You need to get 100%. Like,
we know from game dev story is that, you know, you have to put the time in to squash all the bugs. Yep. Or else if you don't, then there's a whole lot of bugs in there.
Yeah, and then they don't like your game as much.
Yeah.
Also, you need 5 guys.
5 dudes, yep.
And you need to make some legal sexual role-playing games.
So yes. Here's what I want. I want the combat that they had in Black Flag mm-hmm. with the art style of this game.
Yeah.
And the parkour improvements that they had in this game.
And the story of the 2 series.
Yeah, of the Ezio series.
The Ezio mm-hmm. series. There we go. We just made Assassin's there, Creed.
We just if made you're not going to make our
Assassin's Creed Quantum Leap, make that.
I want Assassin's Creed Mesopotamia.
Okay. The Huns. Do you want to go around as an ancient, you know?
No, it's the Babylonians, the Persian, the Babylonian Empire.
Okay.
You can see Cyrus the Great.
Yeah, I don't know where they. I don't know where they go from here.
Who is the guy who fought Alexander?
Hannibal?
The guy that's
Xerxes or Darius?
Darius. Darius the Great. Darius the First. Okay. I think.
Yeah.
Xerxes from the old Babylonian. Hannibal.
I don't know. I like the game overall. There are glaring things I really don't like about it.
Of course.
Especially the thing that really frustrated me near the end was the equipment stuff. Because there is a ton of equipment in that game, like customize your character mm-hmm. stuff.
And it's just endless.
Well, no. The worst part about it is that there's only certain pieces of equipment that you can actually buy in that game and just get through playing the game, just the normal game. There's this whole section of equipment, there's this whole group of equipment that are only unlocked if you play in the club competition. And that's all like the legendary stuff. So they've got their like super like high-end stuff. They'll give you, like, one piece that you can actually buy in the game. But if you've got, like, a suit that you like, there was this jacket that I really liked him look, because it had one of those little, the cockades on it. The little white, red, white, and blue circular, C-O-C-K-A-D-E-S.
I only thought cocaine's white, not red or blue.
Put some color.
But they, you know, they had the little circular, like, it looks like a ribbon, but it was red, white, and blue that the... I forget. I think the revolutionaries were the ones who were wearing it. But it had that on it. And then, like, all the rest of the coats that were, like, the next tier up looked retarded. So I was like, I don't want to buy any of these because my guy looks cool right now. But you're kind of hamstringing yourself because the mission difficulties in that game require you to actually... or they don't require you, but they give you a big message. Like, you need to upgrade your equipment before you do this mission.
Oh, the different equipment have different stats.
Different levels, right, yeah. And they have different stats. But the highest-end stuff, like I said, is locked behind this club competition stuff, which isn't even active yet. They haven't even started it.
What?
So I'm done with the game. I've beaten it. So there's a bunch of equipment in there that I'm never going to put on or never going to touch.
What?
Yeah.
It feels almost like AAA titles now are punishing us for getting in on the...
For buying it early, and also for wanting to play it single player. Like, I want to play this game. I want to play the storyline. Don't make me have to engage in your bullshit multiplayer stuff so that I can unlock equipment in the game.
Well, it's like I was saying about Little Big Planet. I just want to play by myself. Maybe if I have a friend mm-hmm. with me, cool. But if I don't have a friend sitting on the couch next to me, why do I need 4 people to unlock some of the shit?
So there was one really... There was a cool jacket that was in the highest tier that I wanted jacket. To unlock.
Leather jacket.
But it required to do a co-op mission. Metal. So I tried to do a co-op mission solo. And I literally spent like an hour going through this one part, one piece of the mission, which I'm assuming is cake if you have multiple players. But it's this big parkour thing where you have to grab a bunch of flags in a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. And each flag you grab adds a couple seconds to it.
Yeah,
so I finally got through that. And that was the hardest part of it. The rest of it, it was like a big combat sequence where it's like, oh, you gotta fight off these four groups of guys. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
Smoke bomb, stab, stab.
Because, you know, the combat has been so limited in this game because of what they changed. And the fact that you can't have more than one weapon. You can have your sword and you can have a gun or your assassin's blade. You cannot have multiple weapons on you anymore. Stupid. But yeah, so I did. Yeah, I went through that.
You had like a ton of weapons.
You were able to. You had your sword. You had your hidden blade. You could pull out. You had your gun.
You got the daggers.
You had your throwing knives, yeah. Which you don't have anymore. Like you have your assassin's blade that shoots, but you only have a limited number of those, and you can only fire one at a time until you get an upgrade that allows you to fire two before you have to reload it. Yeah, and so after I did the combat sequence and went through that entire mission, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get that cool jacket that I want. Because it says, like, reward for doing this multiplayer or this co-op mission. I get through the thing, and I don't get that reward. I get another item that was also listed on that as a possible reward.
Oh, you don't get so to it's choose. Like an MMO drop.
Yeah, so you get one of those items when you finish it. So I got the one I didn't care about.
But you can't, like, run it again.
You can. I could run it again and get that jacket. But I'm not going to do that again because it took me way too long to do it that first time.
I got to do my dailies.
It was, it's just, yeah, like I said, so gotten way too far away from it being a single player game.
So is this game better than any other Assassin's Creed game other than 3? Is it better than any of the other games?
I would put it on par with Revelations and Black Flag just specifically for the setting. Like, Black Flag, like, the gameplay was super good, but it was bland for the story. Like, it wasn't super interesting or anything like that. It was okay. The story in this seemed a little more interesting than that. To me, anyway, the French Revolution stuff was cool.
So are you going to play Rogue?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't know. Like, I don't want to play it on the PC.
New York.
Oh, New York?
During colonial times.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was back in the Caribbean. But
there's still pirate stuff.
There's still boat stuff.
You're playing New York Harbor.
You're playing an Irish assassin who has betrayed the assassins and joined the Templars.
Who has the most Irish-y stereotype name. I wish I could remember what it was.
And a terrible accent, according to real Irish people. So.
Well, at least they're trying an Irish accent.
We're in France. We're from the company that makes every accent French.
Yeah.
How about everyone's British?
So Darnell can tell us how Rogue is, because he's going to play that one first.
Oh, yeah, he told me that on sale.
Yeah, he told me he's going to play that one first. So
what else did you play? You play anything else?
Yes, I bought... I played some Super Smash Brothers. I've unlocked all the characters in that now.
Yeah.
It's plays just like Smash Brothers.
Yeah, it's just Smash Brothers. There's nothing really to say.
It's fun. It's still fun. It looks really good in HD.
It looks actually really, really good.
I like the stages, like the new stages they've added in. But yeah, I like some of the new characters. I don't like them all, but you know, I don't care about Shulk or the other Zelda character that they brought in. I don't like that they split Sheik and Zelda into two different characters. I liked being able to transform. And also with Samus, I liked being able to, when you use Samus's like super, super duper smash, how she would break out of the suit and turn into Zero Suit Samus.
They got
rid of that. So now Sheik and Zelda are two different characters.
I wish they would really. It seems like they're starting on that path, but I hope that they keep on continuing, like just putting other Nintendo characters. I mean, like we don't need another Fire Emblem.
No Fire Emblem. Yeah, give me Excitebike Bike guy. I want to see him.
What's that other guy? Is it Soul Blade or something? Or what is it? The
Xenoblade.
Shulk.
Yeah, that was who Helmick was playing last week.
Like
Mach Rider.
Like it's cool
that would be cool.
It's cool that they're putting a character that's not like exactly, you know, super popular, but at the same time it's like there's all these other Nintendo characters that I want to see in this game.
So there's a Wrecking Crew stage in that game, which is kind of fun. Land. And I hope Game & Watch is back, Dan.
Game & Watch is back.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell, Apollo.
Okay.
So and aside from that, I picked up Dungeon of the Endless on the Steam sale and played that a little bit. That game's hard.
It's like a roguelike, but you're also managing resources.
The resource thing's weird because it's you're exploring. You're basically crash your spaceship and you have to get a crystal, which you know from a start point to an end point in the level. And it's you exploring rooms. So as you open up the door, you get a certain amount of resources, and the rooms themselves have to be powered. But you can only power a certain number of rooms on the level at a time. And then as you explore the rooms, you get resources. But then you also build, like, little generators that give you more resources when you open a new room. So you have, like, the three main resources, which is, like, I think industry, science, and food.
And then dust to power things.
Is there dust? I don't remember.
Dust is the one you use for powering.
Okay. Because you don't spend that on anything, I don't think. But
you could spend it in the shops.
Okay. Maybe that's...
So it's pretty much the gold coin.
Yeah, and so I've gotten, you know, I've played a little bit of it. I got the version that gets you, like, a bonus hero and a bonus ship. So your ship crashes. You pick two heroes when you begin each run, and they have their different stats. I tried, like, a couple of different builds. The one I did best with was, like, the big Arnold Schwarzenegger-looking dude and, like, the captain-looking guy who is the average person. So when you're going into these rooms, you're trying to protect the crystal from getting attacked by random enemies that are coming through. So you build your little generators, but there's also these little nodes that you can build, like, auto cannons and things like that on and healing things. But I haven't gotten past, like, the... Did I get to the third floor finally in one of the runs?
How many floors are there?
It looks like there's, like, 15 or so. Yeah, there's a bunch. but it's hard. It's really difficult. Like, your guys, when some dudes start wailing on you, your health just, like, they die really quick. And it seems like there's very little you can do because you don't actually move the guys around.
Once you get in the room,
they're just in the room and they fight. So, and I've tried splitting them up in a couple cases and putting, like, one guy in, like, a, you know, like a central cross point where I know I'm going to send the one guy off to explore, but if anybody comes through here, he's ready to go with his, you know, his high attack power.
Yeah, I bought that too, so I'm pretty,
but it's weird because, like, I'm always, it's, because the way I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, I always need to defend myself, so I have to put a bunch of these little things in here. But it also doesn't seem like those carry over into the next level, so it's, yeah.
It's a mix of you have to be aggressive.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around it. But it's cool. I like the art style in it.
Yeah, it's a good style.
And the music's really good.
It's a really good style.
So yeah, I'll keep plugging around on that.
Yeah, I might try that this afternoon.
It's pretty fun. That was it, I think. Supercard. I'm tap-tapping my way to my super rares.
I finally uninstalled it on my...
I need to uninstall it because it keeps giving me, like, little update.
That's why I uninstalled it.
All of a sudden, it vibrates. It's like, why is a game telling me that update and vibrating?
Like, so, any news this week, aside from... Oh, so this will lead into news since I talked about Unity so long.
Yes.
So, Ubisoft basically went, yeah, Unity Our was bad. Pretty fucked when it came out, guys. We're sorry. Did you buy the season pass? We're not going to sell that anymore. We're going to stop selling it for now. That first piece of DLC for it, everybody's going to get for free if you bought the game. And if you did buy the season pass, hey, guess what? You're going to get a free game. So I'll be apparently getting a copy of Far Cry 4 whenever they set that up as a result of having been an early adopter for Assassin's Creed Unity.
By the way, speaking of Ubisoft, apparently they don't want early reviews of The Crew.
Yes.
Because they can't recreate online experience before launch. Which sounds a lot like every other game they've been releasing that's fucked.
Yeah, no, they said you won't get the authentic online experience until launch.
What's The Crew?
That's the one
the racing game John couldn't play.
You remember the game
you
I never
fun.
Played?
And yeah. You were good at?
Because I'm good.
You know what?
I could get that for free if I wanted to, but I'm not.
You know, I'm curious to see what the reviews are, because I'm still open to a open world racing game that just kind of you can fuck around as much as you want. So there's still that part of me that's like, I wonder if this is going to be any good. I don't think it is going to be, but I really hope. I just want another Burnout Paradise.
Hey Kevin, did you ever get that free PS Plus version of Drive Club?
No, because that is never fucking coming. Breaking news. Drive Club is still fucked.
Yeah.
And that's like 2 months after launch.
Everything is fucked. It's crazy. Like, I mean, Master Chief Collection you can't even play fucked. That online, really.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's so stupid. That's your flagship.
Yeah. Like,
this is why we can't have nice things.
No. Okay, I got some news.
What do you got, Dan?
So the DayZ developers did a roadmap for 2015. So they're starting out.
Is that game ever coming out?
So
remember when that was supposed to be released at the end of 2013? Yep. Where are we at now, Dan?
Yep. Well, it's released.
Where are we, Dan?
Okay.
So they're saying that the one they're going to increase the price from $30 to $35.
Already did that,
and then they immediately discounted it back to $30 for 15% because of the current sale.
Yep, that's what I saw.
And again, I'm talking about the DayZ standalone.
Yes.
So they're doing that, and then so for 2015, they have a full list of things that they're going to be adding.
Sure.
Right.
Uh huh.
So it's kind of funny
unless he goes and climbs Mount Everest again.
It's kind of funny because there's a lot here that's like, oh, that's not in the game yet. Uh-oh. So quarter one 2015, basic vehicles.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Dan, didn't you play another game that's like a mod? Didn't you play a mod of that game, the standalone game?
The original mod had vehicles.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's standalone. I mean, there's mods of that with like more vehicles.
Yeah, that's what you're.
There's mods of that with like planes now, and that engine isn't really built to have planes. Nope. It's really stupid planes. Yeah. It's like Battlefield planes where they go really slow.
I love it.
They're not really that fast.
What you mean the jets that you can like track with your rocket launcher and be like, I'm gonna shoot that jet.
Okay, let me go through. So central economy. Advanced loot distribution. New renderer. New zombie AI, which is, it seems like every 3 months they're saying that they're going to improve the AI.
Are they going to run into the wall again, Dan?
Probably.
Okay.
A basic stealth system. Diseases, which they've been talking about since they started work on this like 2 years ago, and they still don't have.
There's no stealth in that game at all?
I don't know what they mean by basic stealth system. Okay, quarter two. Advanced vehicles. I.e. repair and modifications.
What?
Advanced animals, which is a funny bullet point. Right? Life cycle and group behavior for advanced animals. Okay. Player statistics.
Okay.
New UI stamina fatigue. Dynamic events.
Sure.
Quarter 3, 2015. Traps. Barricading. Character lifespan. Animal predators. Aerial transport, which was in the original mod. And console prototype. So they're going to bring it to the consoles. Which is going to be funny because this is a historically, like, the Arma engine and also DayZ are historically super extremely buggy, right? Yeah. So bringing this out in 2015 to consoles, or probably it's a prototype, so maybe 2016, to the new consoles with how crazy buggy they are right now. Like, it's going to be a fucking, like, maelstrom.
Shit storm. Like,
yeah, it's going to be bug apocalypse.
Storm.
It's going to be crash to desktop palooza.
Dan, this was announced in 2012, right? I want to say the standalone was announced in 2012 with a promise of launching in the end of 2013. I want to say that's right at some point.
Sounds right.
Sounds about right.
I think it was announced in 2012 to be launched sometime in 2013, and then around the
it's coming out in
December.
The year. Uh-huh.
And then around November, they were like, okay, well, definitely before the new year. And then after the new year happened, nothing.
They didn't announce anything beforehand
for a while, and then they were just like, we don't know. Okay, so quarter two 2015, animal companions, dog or horse, Steam community integration for achievements and all this stuff, construction, building shelters and walls, which is...
Wait, all that was quarter one?
No.
Before?
No, did I not say the different quarters?
No, I thought you did. Like, I thought you got to quarter four already. Is this quarter four or is this quarter
one? Yeah, this is quarter four. Like, okay. I've been going
through... I thought you said quarter one again, and I was
quarter four. Construction, building shelters and walls, which a lot of the mods already have huge, very, very complex things. Which
you have a house in one of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were building a base.
Yeah.
I had two houses.
Yeah.
And so here's the other one, quarter four 2015. Beta version.
Hey, Dan. You paid money for this. It's still an evolving product.
Yeah.
Never getting released.
Part of the money for that was
from the previous free mod that you get.
Yeah, I had so much fun.
I got you.
And so much time. So I was like, okay, sure. And then, I think every week at some point, there is a conversation that happens in my head of like,
should I play DayZ?
Maybe I should go back to the standalone and try to play it because I don't want to go through the whole like mod stuff again because it just gets crazy and trying to make everything work. Mm-hmm. That's what the standalone was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like you just play the standalone.
So
you don't have to get crazy.
I think we talked about this at PAX, but you actually tried out that H1Z1 game that they had there.
Oh yeah. The PlayStation one?
Yeah.
It seemed cool from what I played.
Like how easy and like simple that yeah. stuff was.
Again, that was in a very controlled environment mm-hmm. in a con. But from what I saw, it seemed.
Okay. But like being able to build the stuff seemed really simple in that.
Yeah, it seemed okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if that ever comes out, like for real, like I'll give it a shot. Mm-hmm. I would definitely give it a shot.
Any other news this week, Dan?
That's the only one I could really find that. Really
okay, is. Kevin. I got saying that's kind of fun.
What do you got?
So there's an article on GamesBeat talking about. I just find this cool because of who is doing good. It's talking about Microsoft and Sony having all of these online issues with games. But meanwhile, Nintendo is having like a perfectly smooth experience.
Smash Brothers. Yeah.
So like the one person get their flagship game to go online correctly is the company that uses friend codes.
You know why? Because if they didn't, people would have set Nintendo on fire. Yeah. Those Smash people are nuts.
Smash. That Game of Thrones Telltale game.
That comes out Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah. It's season one of
December 2nd.
So based on the TV show.
Yeah, so that would be interesting to see what
I'm probably going to play that.
I'm not going to buy it right away because I have still Wolf Among Us and all that season two, so...
I'm going to wait on buying it just because, I don't know, the long stretch between waiting for, like... Both The Walking Dead Season 2 and The Wolf Among Us, both of them lost a lot of their, like, quality by how long you waited for such short chapters.
Your momentum mm-hmm. was just kind of stilted.
And Telltale, at least during the spring and summer, they were releasing some short episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, when The Wolf Among Us, I think, was, like, 45 minutes. And then you had to wait 4 more weeks for the next episode.
Oh, here's an interesting piece of news about the Vita. Did you guys hear about that suit, the FTC settlement?
Yeah, although it's for people who got it before we did.
Did they get it before?
It's it ended in 2012.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, because they were promising essentially the streaming of PS3 games was going to be so perfect.
Yeah.
And in reality, it didn't work with a lot of games, including Killzone, which was the one they used as the mm-hmm. commercial piece mm-hmm. for it. So, yeah, they're going to be giving people monies. Because it's kind of lying.
Oh, I played one other game this week. I forgot.
All right.
I bought Geometry Wars 3. That game's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'll say that. That's simple.
Geometry Wars.
$15. It's fun. Twin Stick Shooter.
I bought light bulbs that change colors.
That's cool.
Yeah,
with an app on my phone.
Party this morning.
Yeah, in my studio, I was like, "Hey Dan, you want to see something stupid? Watch this."
I did try out Steam's in-house streaming.
How did that? You said that worked well, right?
Little laptop. Wolfenstein was not having any of it,
but
XCOM seems to work okay. That's the only other game I really tried with it.
Cool.
So it was cool.
Gaming goals. Helmick, I'm gonna start with you since you're passing out there.
I'm not passed out.
Okay.
You're listening. I'm just in a fugue state because I had nothing to contribute. This is like power standby mode, you see.
Ah.
I think I'm probably going to finish...
Anytime I do that, I get a blue screen when I come back on.
I think I'm probably going to finish Sleeping Dogs, and then get back into Inquisition.
Sure. Brushed aside.
I love me some Sleeping Dogs,
I know you
man.
Do. I know you do.
Yeah, Sleeping Dogs.
All right, Dan, Helmick, I finished you. Predas, what do you got?
Yeah, you finished me.
It's you again. So, Helmick, what
you're
else
done.
Are you playing?
Actually, there was one other thing. I'm probably going to screw around with the PlayStation TV somewhere. It's a pretty slick little device. It's like the size of... It's a little bit bigger than a cell phone. I showed it to these guys last night. It's just a little bit bigger than a cell phone. Actually, the cables take up way more space than the actual device.
Nice.
And it's very portable. I can definitely see myself lugging it to different people's houses. I can especially see myself using it at my parents' house when I don't want to talk
be there.
To them.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, happy Kwanzaa, Dan.
Yeah. It works at a weird resolution, too. It's like 1280 by
720
or something.
Because it's 720p. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mr. Paredes.
I'm going to...
try and finish Dragon Age, possibly.
Yeah, I'm going to play more of that. I don't think I'm going to finish it.
All right.
This next week. I don't know. Maybe next week.
Sure.
But I'm going to play a bunch of that. I'll probably sprinkle that on with some other like random games that I bought.
Sprinkle some fries on those.
I'll sprinkle that on my toast.
I'm probably going to play some Dota because I'm already getting messages of like, hey, come play Dota. So, yeah, that's kind of the cool for me.
Kevin?
I want to play Closure for Infinite Lives, Infinite Deaths.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to the greatest, like, Dust player or Dust Force player ever, but I can't play that game. It's not fun. It's floaty. And then I need to play something on my Vita because I'm getting my car worked on tomorrow. And I figure it's easier to bring my Vita than bring anything else.
Do you want to borrow my Lego movie game that I just got?
That came with the bundle that he got for the PS4.
I think I could find stuff that's better.
Hey.
That was a good price, like, especially for that.
Shit, I don't even know where the game is.
And the controller. It's a download code you should have.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, never mind then. You can't borrow shit.
I'll probably put, like, a PS1 classic on it or something.
Final Fantasy Tactics works perfectly on the PlayStation TV, which was basically the number one thing I wanted.
See, I started thinking it'd be really cool to have, like, I don't know, put Symphony of the Night on my Vita since I have the PS1 classic. And then I remembered, oh, wait, here's the problem. You use L2 and R2 for your transformations. And trying that touchpad on the back for those sucks. Mm. And you need those buttons. Like, I want to say R1 is dodge. So
yeah,
R2 is wolf, I want to say.
Yep.
Which you use that enough where that would suck accidentally hitting it or not being able to hit it.
Yeah. You know what I did get? You know what would be fun, though, to get as a PS1 classic? Get Final Fantasy VI. I bet it's been a while since you played that.
Actually, not too long. Because really? I got that on the Game Boy Advance.
All right, go not fuck yourself. Whatever.
Wow.
Game Boy Advance one was fun. They had extra Espers in it, including a Cactrot.
There are 1 million RPGs for you to download on the PlayStation Store. So,
oh, yeah.
Just
I kind of want a fun thing like, oh, no, an indie puzzler like Thomas Woods Alone. That was a really good game.
I don't recommend Walking Dead for the PlayStation Vita. No.
Well, I had that, and I gave it away to Darnell.
I had that, and I gave it away.
It works very slow. Yeah, you gave it to me.
Yep.
And it is so slow, I went and bought the PC version and never looked back.
Awesome. I honestly don't know what I'm going to play, because I finished Unity, so I got to figure out what, like... What
Dark Souls?
No. I like myself too much.
I like myself.
Yeah, you should like get flagellating yourself, too.
Yes, I do.
You could get Sleeping Dogs.
No, I've already
the Definitive Edition.
Oh, it's so good.
It's definitive.
It's taking every fiber of my being to not to resist buying GTA 5 on my console just to play it again.
First person.
And just in the HD, like the super up-res. Oh,
I am so getting that for the PC.
Yeah, when I come back.
I want to see how the PC does for it, especially when people start modding.
That ad just reeled me right in.
I know.
Especially using Sly Fox's Let's Go All the Way. Sons of bitches.
When I come back from the Philippines, it's like a 2-week wait.
Zum, 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 zum.
I guess I'm never going to play Witcher 2. I was like, maybe I'll play Witcher 2 when I come back from the Philippines to get ready for Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not
you got like 2 weeks.
Not going to happen.
And then also, Gat Out of Hell comes out at the same time.
Sure. Yeah.
So much.
Yep. All right. Well, that was it for this podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
You looked up some important words online, Music Machine.
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
No.
Dan. Take us out.
It all starts to sound like the Cantina theme after a while.
Don't. Oh, God. Star Wars trailer. I just want to watch the Star Wars trailer.